News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday night. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Donald Trump is now the third U.S. president in history to be impeached.
On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197, present is one. Article 1 is adopted.
On Wednesday, the House passed two articles against Trump, with no Republicans voting for either of them. The first is for abuse of power, for pressuring Ukraine to announce a probe into political rival Joe Biden. And a second accuses Trump of obstructing Congress when they tried to look into Ukraine. Next, the process goes...
Brooks. It's unclear how quickly the process will move to the Senate for the trial. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It should be a trial in the Senate, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is refusing to say when or even if she will send the impeachment articles across Capitol Hill. In a surprise move, Pelosi says she's holding off until knowing more about how the Mitch McConnell-led Senate would conduct a trial, noting the GOP chief has said he's coordinating with the White House and is not an impartial juror.
So far, we haven't seen anything that looks fair to us.
Pelosi's move would potentially delay a trial that the White House is certain will acquit the president. Spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham's blasting what she calls another gimmick, telling ABC's Good Morning America Pelosi is trying to change the rules. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Queen Elizabeth II formally opened a new session of Britain's Parliament on Thursday with a speech laying out Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plans. She says Johnson will use his commanding majority to take Britain out of the European Union and shake up the country's public services. From Washington, this is VOA News. China is repeating its call for North Korea to show restraint and compromise as renewed provocations from Pyongyang stoke fears it will break off talks with Washington and conduct a major weapons test, possibly during the Christmas holiday. A Chinese government official says, despite the tensions over North Korea, the overall situation has not deviated from a track of dialogue and consultation, as Stephen Biegun arrives in the Chinese capital for talks. The protests that have swept India enter their second week. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda reports.
Authorities are imposing internet blackouts in an effort to stem the mass protests that have rocked the country for the past week. The government's refusing to budge on the controversial immigration law that sparked the unrest. In the capital, New Delhi, and some other regions, a ban on the path to citizenship for immigrants of certain religions, including Christianity and Hinduism. But it doesn't include Muslims, which
the number of men smoking around the world has dropped, indicating measures to end the global tobacco epidemic are paying off. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the report in Geneva.
World Health, more than 8 million people prematurely. Data from 143 countries shows a decline in tobacco use for the first time among men, following a steady rise in the use of this deadly product during the past two decades. The report finds approximately 43 million children aged 13 to 15 smoke, with boys using tobacco at twice the rate as girls. It says Southeast Asia has the highest rates of tobacco use, while Sub-Saharan Africa has the lowest. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hong Kong protesters rallied outside diplomatic missions on Thursday to urge foreign governments to follow the United States and pass human rights bills, legislation the protesters hope will put pressure on Beijing and support their pro-democracy campaign. Meanwhile, Hong Kong police say they have arrested four people on suspicion of money laundering and have frozen 70 million Hong Kong dollars. They say the money is being used to support the anti-government protests. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The world is listening. Border Crossings.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour.